The deal you make with your kids is a simple one. Come home with a 90 or better at the end of the year on the report cards, $100 to spend in the store of their choice. End of the year, the kids come home all excited, taking out their report cards, adding up their scores, and one child at the end of all the calculations has exactly an 89. What do you do with the child? Do you withhold the reward? He didn't earn it. He only got an 89. What do you have mercy on the poor kid? 1 point at the end of a whole year? Give him the money. The answer depends on one very critical factor. This week's Parsha of Bereishis begins with the story of the creation of the world. And Rashi notes that the sages had a tradition that God had a thought, as it were, to create the world with his attributes of din, of judgment. A strict, harsh world in which we would receive exactly what we deserve, nothing more and nothing less. And God saw that such a world couldn't sustain itself. We humans, we can't handle strict judgment. So he created the world with a combination of two attributes. The attributes of din, of judgment, together and combined with the attributes of rachamim, of mercy. Some of the commentators explain what that combination looks like. Imagine this child with the 89 didn't do a stitch of work the whole year. Never studied for a test, never did his homework, didn't care about anything. And at the end of the year, he's got an 89. Such a child gets what he deserves. 89 is short of 90, no reward. But imagine if that child really wanted the 90, worked hard for it all year, every night did his homework, spent hours studying for every test, put forth all the work, everything that he could. And at the end of the year, after all the efforts, he fell short. He simply didn't have what it takes to get a 90. Such a child, we would judge with mercy. And we would say, I know you didn't get the 90, but you earned the reward. Here's your money. God created a world in which he knows, as humans, we're going to fall short. We won't always accomplish everything. But if we put forth the effort, we try with everything that we can, he will judge us mercifully and reward us for the efforts as if we achieved all of our goals. As parents, we set up the environment of our home, and we want many things for our children, many aspirations and goals. We want them to excel in school, in sports, in music, and not every child will. Children, all children, will sometimes fall short. And we have the ability to give our children the gift of treating them the same way that God treats us. To tell them over and over again that what we really want from them is their efforts. We want them to try to succeed. We want them to try their best at everything. And if they fall short at the end of their efforts, we will still treat them as successes. Because really, they are. In the same way that God doesn't expect perfection from us, we can't expect perfection from our children. They will sometimes make the error that costs their team the game. They'll bring home a bad report card. But they need to hear from us and know that if they put forth the effort, if they tried, we will view them as the successes they are. It's a gift that God gives to us and that we can give to our children. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.